Next, we're still going with the gardening during Shemitah. Okay, you can't prune roses or other rose bushes or whatever, which there's no reason to prune it. It's not going to get damaged. It just makes it grow better. That's usur. Okay. The same thing goes with pruning hedges. If they're going to look really bad, and you have them there for decorative purposes, right? And you're not doing it in order that the bushes should grow better, right? Then they're heterim. Even there, it's better not to do it. If you're doing it that the bushes should grow better, right? Grow back thicker. That's for sure also.
Rob?
Yeah.
What if you're doing it to get them out of the way? I have a hedge on this side, a hedge on this side. If I don't cut it.
Yeah, so there, if you're doing it not for the sake of the hedges, but for the sake of passing by, or you need the branches, like for sukkahs, so then you have to cut it in a way that it's clear that you're not doing it for the sake of the hedges. So cut it all on one side instead of all around. If you have to cut schach, cut it from one side of the tree, not from all around the tree. Because nobody prunes a tree just on one side. So if it's obvious that you're doing it for the sake of the path or whatever, that's mutter. Okay, the next thing is, so that, until now, we've learned the halachas of what to do in a garden outside. Okay, there, like we said, the malachos of the Torah are prohibited even if the thing will die, right? And the malachos of the Rabbanan are mutter if you're saving the plant from irreparable damage, right? Or repairable damage, but with a tremendous expense after Shemitah. Now we'll talk about in the house. Okay, let me read you the Hakadoma he has over here to this part. Now we're talking about flower pots and plants that are in the house. Okay, Omra Torah v'shav sa'oret Shabbos Hashem sod chalos Israel. Torah says specifically you can't plant your field. U'mistapik harushalmi b'reish m'seches orla in bayis yesh bo dinei shvius. And the Yerushalmi has a question where the things that are grown inside a house are called asada. Asada is a place where the conditions are positive, right, and conducive for growing things. A house usually is not conditions conducive for growing things. So maybe that's not called sadcha, right? Hoil va Torah omra sadcha ubayis eino bichlal sadcha. Right, or maybe not. You don't need a sode, right? Even a bias is chayiv. That is the suffix in the Yerushalmi, and it remains a suffix. Okay. So therefore, there are poskim who hold that growing things in a house, okay, where the conditions are not all that conducive for growing, what's it called, our mutter. The Chazon Ish holds the chumrah, and therefore to plant things in a house according to the Chazon Ish is also, and that's how we hold. That you can't plant things regular to plant in your house if you have a flower pot, but you have a garden in your house, even under a roof, is also. Okay? We'll see what the things are for doing it in a greenhouse, right? Also, according to this, would be awesome. Okay, to plant things mamish in a greenhouse, there's even worse, because it could be a regular house. The conditions are not so positive for growing, but a greenhouse is made specifically because the conditions are good for growing. So there, it's even worse. Okay, and therefore, flower pots that have a hole in the bottom. Okay, even if the hole is so small that only a root could go through. It's considered like connected to the ground, and flower pots that are directly on the ground, even in a house, you can't plant in, and you can't do any malachas in that you wouldn't be allowed to do outside. It's the same halachas as if it would be outside. Okay. What kind of flower pot needs a hole, and which kinds, even if it doesn't have a hole, right, is also machlokas. Some people hold that any flower pot that's made out of cheres, right, what's it called?
Earthenware.
Earthenware, right, is doesn't need a hole. Some hold that any flower pot that's made out of wood doesn't need a hole. Okay, but everybody holds that a flower pot made out of metal does need a hole to be considered connected to the ground. So metal or plastic, if they don't have a hole, are considered separated from the ground. And you didn't build those halachas or what the halacha is if it's separated from the ground, but those are considered separated. And earthenware and wood could be, even if they don't have a hole, are considered connected to the ground. Yeah.
I have earthenware, but it's heavily glazed, so it's like a glass covering. It's not like the plain earthenware that's unglazed.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be considered?
Probably it would be considered like metal,
yeah,
and plastic. Okay. Now, normally, if you have a flower pot outside, even if it is of the kind that's not connected to the ground, it's metal, plastic, glass, or whatever, which is considered not connected to the ground. Even though glass, I'm not 100% sure. Glass, legabe, glazed things, legabe, what's it called, blios of kashrus, it's only a chumra that we consider that it could be porous. But meikar adin, it's not porous. I'm not sure, legabe, shmita, if it's considered like earthenware or not. Okay, not sure. Okay, but metal and plastic for sure is considered, that's not porous. And therefore the halacha is like this. If you have these things outside, then they're also midrabanan to do anything in them that you wouldn't be allowed to do if they were in the ground. Okay? If they're with a hole, then it could be, it's also minatora to do, if the shemitah would be minatora. However, if you have it in the house and it's not connected to the ground, then you have two reasons to be makel. One is it could be anything in the house is okay, and it could be the things that are not with a hole are even mutter outside min hatorah, only mitzvah rabbanon asur. Then the Chazon Ish holds that a flower pot in the house that is not porous is mutter to do things that are even osur min hatorah. Okay, we'll see that what's it called, that planting could be different, but to do all the malachas in those flower pots in the house is okay, aside from planting. Mamish planting something there, yeah.
With a lot of plants you've got, even in the all right flower pots, their leaves will be over the side.
Yeah, we'll get to all those details. But we didn't speak about yet about how the hole, where the hole has to be and what hole, we just mentioned in general. But if the plant goes over the top, then it's just if it has a hole.
Thank you, Dorf. We want to start off with the types of floor.
What? We didn't get to that yet. No, we'll get little by little. Just right now, the general thing. Okay. Okay, first thing. You're not allowed to plant anything, even in an Otzer Sheino Nakuv. Planting, like I told you, is Otzer, even in a, what's it called, in a flower pot doesn't have a hole. Okay? Okay, Svichim we'll get to. We speak about Svichim. I'm not going to confuse you with Svichim. Okay, anything that's in a flower pot outside, you have to deal with it with all the halachas that we mentioned till now about a regular garden. Okay?
Are you allowed to sprout beans?
What?
To sprout beans, just in
nature? To sprout beans that you don't do in the ground?
No.
From what I remember, I have to take
it's
a look and see.
They
watch a call. Yeah, but it could be that's the Shilas on Shabbos also feel I do such a thing. From what I remember, that if it's completely separated from the ground, doing it in your house, and you're doing it completely separated from the ground, you're doing it in water just to make it sprout, Shabbos you wouldn't be allowed to do that. But it's, but the Shemitah is Mustama okay. It's not called planting. Therefore, Gina Hanimseish Mitachas Labayis, a garden that you have inside your house. People have areas of garden, mamash in the house. Right? Even though it's under a roof, you can only deal with it as if it would be outside. There's no, we don't hold there's any kula to what's it called to deal with it any different than it would be outside, not under a roof. Okay. Yeshikosu lihimona milizro milishtol is what I told you before. Afila ba'atsu she'enu nokov animsu v'socha bayis. Okay. In a flower pot in the house that's not connected to the ground, doesn't have a hole. Some people hold you can plant there. Like we said, a person should be machmir and not plant during Shemitah, even in a flower pot in the house that's separated from the ground. Okay. Okay. Okay, and if you have a plant in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, and it's in the house, so there you can be makel and do any melochos derabanan, again, not planting, obviously not plowing either, which is doraisa, right? And if you have a vineyard inside your house in Kalim that are not Nekuvim, you can't prune them either. But anything else that's only awesome with the Rabbanan, and everything else is only awesome with the Rabbanan, you can do even if the plant won't die or be irreparably damaged. Right? Putting those two kulas together. Plants in flower pots that are considered separated from the ground, which we'll get to the details, what's considered separated from the ground, and it's in the house, there where it's necessary, and necessary here doesn't mean that the plant's going to die, it means you want to keep the plant thriving. It's mutter to do things that are only awesome with the Rabbanan. Also, sheyesh bo rak nekev katan biyosef letzorech hotzas odfei amayim nechshev katzas sheino nokev. If the hole is so small that the only thing that can do is water can drip out of it. So if you put too much water in, this, the purpose of the hole is just to let the excess water drip out, but it's not big enough even for a root to come out of there, so then that's considered not connected to the ground. Most flower pots that have holes bigger than that, right? Then it's considered like a flower pot that's connected to the ground, and even in the house, again, you can't do what you wouldn't be allowed to do outside. However, if even the flower pot has a hole, but you make a separation between the flower pot and the ground, okay, you put a metal a sheet of metal, right, or even aluminum foil between the the flower pot and the ground, so then you've made that flower pot now into something. It doesn't have a hole. There's something that separates between it and the ground. What those separations are, we'll get to in a second.
We have all of the flower pots that have holes in it have plates, plastic plates.
Plastic?
You could have porous ones, but most of them are plastic.
If it's porous, then it's not a problem.
But if it's plastic, then it's metal.
Then it's like metal,
The tinfoil.
Yeah. Okay, Ritzpa Sabayis Adas Rova Poskin Einech Shevis Hetzik Bein Otsuz Lekarka. However, the floor of the house is not considered a separation because it's connected to the ground. So it's considered like part of the ground. It has to be something that's not connected to the ground. So, V'lechein HaRotze Shehotzis B'soch HaBayis Yenech Shev Kotzis Shein Ronokov Chayis Lassov Hetzik Bein Otsuz Leritzpa. Even if the flower pot is on a tile floor or any other kind of floor, right, that's considered ground. It doesn't make a difference what the material is, because it's mechuber lekarka, and that's considered bottle to the karka.
So that's a piece of furniture that's
what?
It's on a piece of furniture that's on the floor.
Yeah, so that's a movable thing. That can be a separation.
A carpet.
What?
What about a movable carpet?
Who? A carpet? A carpet's not possible for the thing. Carpet is a separation also.
Even wall-to-wall carpet?
What?
Even wall-to-wall carpet?
I don't know if it's connected to the ground in a way that it's considered mechubar lekarka, the carpet. I don't know. It's just lying on the ground. It's not connected to the ground. You don't put nails into it to nail it down.
Wall-to-wall carpet in America is permanently nailed down. They glue it to the ground. You can't move it.
And it could be that's also bottle of karka. That's also not considered a separation. It's like a floor. What? We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Right now we're talking about first floor. With Mayor Eslagavi furniture, I have a note over here that I wrote that if the thing is Marzik, Arboim saw it, has the dimensions of a mikveh, and you don't usually move it around, right, then that's also considered Mechubar Lekarka. So a piece of. Probably. Not sure. How much? How many liters does a refrigerator usually hold?
500 liters.
So a memsaw is less than that. No, it's more than that.
How many liters in a saw?
We're machmer to have, but that's a chumrah, about almost 1,000 liters. But even less than that is. But I'm not sure if it's more than 500 or less than 500. I have to check and see. I'm not sure. Okay, now we said that in order for the thing to be considered without a hole separated from the ground, it has to be in a flower pot that's made of something that's not considered porous even without a hole. So these are the kinds of flower pots. Bigdulim rav shnasoyim. That's what's called things that are not annuals but perennials. Yeah, that they grow year after year. Okay, grows for many years. Those are considered like trees. And then, in order for the flower pot to be considered separated from the ground, what's it called? Has to be either from metal. Okay, some people hold even wood. We see wood is a machlokas though, and therefore it's better that it should be metal.
He says here
okay, plastic, hard plastic. Yeah. Okay, I see. Okay, so what's it called? So it's with the shilu with glass. Okay, he doesn't mention over here. It's
40
a new.
Saw is 576 liters.
What?
40 saw is 576 liters.
576.
I don't know who shear, but that's.
I hear. Okay, so then. Okay. No, it can't be the Chazon Ish. That's.
Chaim Noy, it's.
Less.
It's 331.
Okay, so refrigerator would be considered something that you usually don't move around. Okay.
Does it matter if it's something
Hard plastic, what?
Does it matter if it's on wheels or not?
If the refrigerator is on wheels, it's refrigerator on wheels is metalto mole vareka.
I think the refrigerator is on wheels so that when you want to move it you could move it. It's not because you move it every day.
No, that doesn't make a difference. It really is if it's a thing that's usually moved. I'm not sure if the wheels are significant or not. Not sure. There's got to be tumah. This is how halacha is, right? In other words, something of that dimensions is something that basically is not movable. You can have ten people pick it up. You can move it. It's not that it's impossible to move. It's just those dimensions are considered something not movable. So the fact you have wheels on it doesn't change the dimensions. Not sure. Okay, hard plastic and what's it called? Glass, I have here in my own writing. Glass is also okay. And hard plastic. And he has over there PVC also. That's why PVC is like hard plastic. Okay. So, and that's the same thing as metal. That's even with plants that grow and then last year after year of a din of a tree. But annual plants, right, that don't last more than a year, like flowers, okay, that are not considered like trees. So the Chazon Ish holds that there's no difference between what material the flower pot is made of And therefore, if it's, what's it called, even if it's made out of cheres, it's made out of earthenware, right, or from, what's it called, or from wood, or plastic, or mateches, if it doesn't have a hole, it's okay. That has a din of not being connected to the ground. So flowers that live only 1 year, right, like vegetables, the same kind of thing, and they're in the house, and they're in a any kind of flower pot without a hole, you can do what's it called, even melachas derabbanan, not for the sake of keeping the plant alive. If they're sturdier plants that last more than a year, then you have to worry about what kind of, you have a little tree growing in your house or something like that, right? Then you have to worry about the chomer, and the chomer should not be wood, it should not be earthenware, even without a hole. It could be plastic, hard plastic, and it could be glass, or those two things are okay. Okay. And therefore, if you have a glazed thing, it's also okay. This is basically the part of the glass is glass.
If I have an earthenware pot, can I just cover it with tinfoil on the outside and just seal it up so that it...
Yeah, it has to be something, though, that if a root, if it's a strong tree or whatever, it has to be stronger than just tinfoil.
No, it's succulents, you know, like small plants. That,
yeah, then that'll be enough. Just to put a thing underneath it. You don't have to cover it.
Of course, you said it doesn't matter about the hole. I have to cover the sides.
The sides, not so much. It depends if the thing is hanging over the sides.
Okay.
Bain ba'otzit sheno nakuv, bain ba'otzit nakuv. Shesamu dover hamafri beino vein akarkit leil. Right? It doesn't make a difference if it's a flower pot that doesn't have a hole that's considered separated, or with a hole but you separate it with some other thing. You have to be very careful that part of the plant doesn't hang over the sides of the flower pot, because enochinami, the main part of the plant is separated from the ground, but the branches that hang over are not separated from the ground, so it has a din of not being separated from the ground. Or outside the thing that you put a metal thing down, and it hangs over that metal thing, right, past it, that's also no good. The embolat nesh of kolat semekim b'chubur l'karka. If any part of the plant is not separated, or over a part that's not separated, then the whole plant is considered not separated. Because the whole plant gets yanika from the ground, it gets some kind of sustenance from the ground, and it applies to the whole thing. Okay. I have over here a note. If the plant is higher than 10 tefachim, it's a big thing, 40 inches high, big bamboo thing or whatever, and the part that hangs over, huh?
It's not that high.
Yeah, that's about 40 inches high, and it hangs over only higher than 10 tefachim. That I have a shaila whether that is a problem or not. Okay, I don't have over here what I decided or what is. Okay. Therefore, l'fichach harotzah shi'at sembo shevaveso neshav ki gadol ba'otzah sheno nakuv. If you want to tend to plants in the house, and you want them to be considered in things that are not with a hole, and in the house, two things together that make it mutter to tend to them normally, right, without worrying about, you know, whatever that is going to damage the plant or whatever. So Yeshla Lido Shedover Chotzis Ben Kolat Semach Lekarka should be very careful to make sure that the entire plant is separated from the ground. All of the leaves, branches, or whatever, there's enough of a separation that separates the entire plant from the ground. If you do that, then now we're talking even on the first floor of the house. We didn't get yet to it's on the second floor or whatever. And then you can tend to the plant. If it's not completely separated, any part of the plant hangs over, then it's considered completely not separated, and you can't do anything that you wouldn't be able to do outside.
Okay. But I have a plant that's hanging over, and I put it on a large dresser, So it's hanging over the dresser, not the ground. Would that be considered?
The dresser is considered a separation if it's not so big that that's considered mechuber lekarka. Usually a dresser is not that big. That's a wood separation, should be okay. Again, it's a wood separation to plants that are not like trees. Because wood could be not a separation for plants that are like trees.